It's hot. I'm sweaty.
I think this is your second one in pro ball. I mean, just kind of take me through. When was the last one?
I've never had a cycle.
Oh, really? I thought I heard someone say that. Really?
Nope, never had a cycle my whole life. Yep. Yeah. Pretty cool to come out here. And it was crazy because we didn't hit BP on the field. And we went to a children's hospital this morning and visited them. And it's kind of cool because you see some of them kids, you know, some disabilities or some of them are sick. And you just get to go out and you're fortunate enough to play the game every day. Yeah, so.
Okay. Do you track it as it's happening maybe after the second hit or do guys remind you?
I think after my... a triple or something. Yeah. A couple guys were reminding me of the dugout, and I was like, cool, that's awesome. If I get it, I get it. But I just want to go out and try to hit the ball hard and get another bat and do good.
Yeah. Just kind of take me through this month. It seems like you've been kind of keeping pretty steady this month. What's working for you, and what are you going to try and keep on doing?
Honestly, just getting my work in with BMO, Vance, and Harry. That's here spelling. And just going in the cage, on the field, everything. We adjusted my hands a tiny bit a couple days ago and just getting my work in.
Yeah. Thanks, bud.
Yep.
What have you done to iron out your swing? I know it's a lot different from single A to now.
Mm-hmm. Just, I think, rhythm and timing. Working in the off season, putting my work in. I think I'm on time better and I'm seeing the ball better. Slowing the game down a lot more. Obviously, it's a game of it's a mental game, and you just got to go out and work hard every day. And you fail, just can't let that bother you.
You talk about it being a mental game. Seems like your confidence level's at a higher level than I've ever seen it here.
Yeah, I mean, getting knocks here and there, helping my team out, always gets you some confidence for sure.
Playing a little bit of right field, how is that adjustment coming?
Just working there during BP, and when I do have to go out there, try to do the best I can. You got guys like Bonifacio and Lane Adams. You get to work behind and learn off of them, so it helps you out.
There's a little bit of talk about you working with George in the off season. What did he tell you?
We worked on rhythm and timing stuff, and just a lot of cage work. Obviously, it's cold in Kansas City; you can't get on the field too much. But a lot of just getting my work in and really trying to be in a good position to hit.
And then finally, it seems like this is a very, very loose clubhouse. You guys look like you're having a lot of fun. What's that for you? How much fun is that?
Oh, it's awesome. You got guys. When you got a guy like Liddy, he's a little older, but he's a veteran guy. You learn off of him. He starts us off with a home run today. Just guys like that started off, that's what gets you going. And we need a guy like him in our clubhouse. And there's not only him, but other guys too. And it's just fun playing with all of them.
You see the moves that Kansas City's making. Are you anticipating? Are you hoping to get kind of maybe a look in September?
No, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah, all I can do is keep working hard here. But definitely the moves are exciting, and I think we're trying to make that run for the World Series this year.